This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm sitting right here beside this, the ultimate scout rifle. Or I believe it's the ultimate scout rifle. Sorry about the creak. I need to get another arm here. And it is, you know, half of the ultimate part of it is the Boyd's Gunstock that was on it. So go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, Brett Kavanaugh is still in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, going off on him right now. I need to put out some feelers and maybe send out some probes and maybe some scouts, because I kind of think hell might have frozen over, because I just saw the senior senator from South Carolina lose his mind. If you saw what I'm referring to, believe me, that is quite uncharacteristic of old Lindsay. But I want to ask you a question. Is all of this repugnant and egregious behavior of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee and all of their little enablers on the Hill, is this the Hill that they want to die on? Is this hideous, unfounded, but very well-coordinated attack on Judge Brett Kavanaugh worth it? Because Trump's going to he'll nominate somebody else. He might nominate two more people during his tenure in the White House. Given the better-than-average chance that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed by the Senate by the end of this week, it's not too far-fetched to imagine that the future Senate Judiciary Committee hearings will be tainted from the outset, clouded by doubt, much more nefarious behavior by Democrats, and punctuated with despicable vulgarity. And the problem here is not so much what they did, because all they did was waste time. They wasted time, which is the most precious of things. It's not something that can be replaced. And they grossly miscalculated, and they fell short. Yet, two, three women who are assisted by an army of lawyers and enablers and far-left political operatives crafted narratives that are not only devoid of any sort of detail, no factual evidence. As a feature, they have no corroborating witnesses. Not surprisingly, all of the witnesses that are named have categorically denied the allegations, leaving both of the accusers drowning in a sea of doubt and suspicion. And I mentioned this last night when I had Dan Walls on the show. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm stated on CNN that no corroborating witness proves the allegation to be true. Logic is superseding once again. The accused is guilty based solely on the repressed memories of the accusers, who provided vague details of the completely void of anything verifiable. No police reports, no eyewitness testimony. Maisie Hirano, the one who got out there and said, what did she say? She declared the Senate Judiciary Committee a court of credibility based on the belief that since accusers have come forward, their allegations are true and they must be believed. Senator Hirano earned her law degree from Georgetown University. So if Hirano is the standard by which all Georgetown law students are to be judged, I will be checking the next time I hire a lawyer to make sure that he's not from Georgetown. Now, let's sidestep a moment to former Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez. If those lewd allegations aren't enough to thoroughly discredit the ongoing spectacle, degenerate porn lawyer Michael Avenatti claims that there's a third female accuser ready to go public who will accuse Kavanaugh and his high school friend Mark Judge of pimping girls for sex after drugging and liquoring them up. And she went to all the parties. Surprisingly, the chief legal analyst for CNN called Avenatti's claims irresponsible. His name is Jeffrey Toobin. He said, when he went on to say, is publicity seeking of the worst kind to just throw this garbage out there with no name? I think it's awful. For Toobin, and for all of the media and everything, this is the moment. The ones like Toobin that are getting out there and saying this, what this is telling you is they don't think this is the hill to die on today. They don't think this is the fight to the death yet, given the depth of everything they've got put out there, the depravity, and all of this just crazed, reprehensible behavior. There's no questioning the level of lewdness that the Democrats will stoop to in this poorly contrived attempt to derail Brett Kavanaugh. However, if they vote on him tomorrow and confirm him, Dan was right. This will all go away. This will be over. All of these, and what will this do? This will discredit anybody that comes forward. Now listen, these things do happen. Maybe not to. Some of this stuff is getting out there into the level of fantasy. It's almost like it's fiction, and yet we know that children are constantly being trafficked. We know that human trafficking is a gigantic thing. But this is going to harm legitimate claims. And this was all, this is the thing about Kavanaugh. One of the things they fear about him is the way he's going to read Heller. He's going to look at what Scalia put in Heller, and he's going to live with it. So when a assault weapon ban comes to him, at a, Maryland or New Jersey or California, wherever it comes from, he's going to sit there and hear it, and he's going to vacate that law. He's going to vote to do that. He's going to vote for cert. And this is a thing they know, and this is a thing they can't stand, because if they can't disarm you, they can't run your life. In the name of the long game, this is why Brett Kavanaugh, who I had never heard of, had any of you ever heard of him? This is why they have tried to run him over roughshod. I've watched him giving testimony. Dude is trying really hard to maintain control. I still think he has nothing to apologize for, and he has nothing to explain. And all of this has just been a sham. And time's up, Democrats. Time is up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Through the night. This is Lock and Load. By the way, just a little thing out there. I had a column that was published in the Washington Times where I was telling everybody to watch out for Elon Musk because this was sort of a card game, you know, a house of cards, rather. And you can just call me Nostradamus from now on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. The utterly despicable charges leveled against Kavanaugh after he performed so brilliantly throughout the confirmation hearings are so patently false that it would be quite amusing just to watch the spectacle of the Democrats try to support and defend them, these accusers, if the stakes in this game were not so deadly serious. They're deadly serious for me and you, and they're deadly definitely. I mean, more impact is happening right now for Brett Kavanaugh, for his family. Now, we know from Brian Fallon, a Hillary Clinton operative, that the left has planned to destroy any person that Trump nominates to the court. So you have to wonder what the left strategy would be had he nominated Amy Coney Barrett. Maybe they would have reported that she had worked her way through college as a stripper or a prostitute. One thing's definite. They would have pulled out every sleazy trick in their little playbook to see that she was not confirmed either. And this is who the Democrats are nowadays. They will go to any lengths, no matter how seedy or illegal or fabricated, to ruin the people they fear. What kind of people do they fear? Well, they fear good, honest men like Brett Kavanaugh. People they cannot manipulate, bribe, or threaten to do their bidding. Who represents Christine Blasey Ford? Well, her name is Deborah Katz, a far-left socialist and Clinton fundraiser whose firm once represented Julie Swetnick, or as I'm going to call her from here on out, Curly Sue, the most recent and most ridiculous accuser. Swetnick is the one who, after she was in college, continued to attend high school parties where she claims that boys drug girls and then lined them up to train rape them. She went to such parties at least 10 times, told no one. Which, okay, I'll play your stupid game there, Curly Sue. So you're basically telling us you're a sociopath. You have no empathy for anyone. She told no one. She reported nothing, even though she might have been the only adult present. And that in itself pretty much proves that this planned and plotted smear is all part of an overall strategy to keep that, literally anyone that Trump nominates from ever being confirmed. None of these ladies, and ladies, you guys are victims in this too. But you are completely, none of you are remotely believable at all. Your calculated accusations are vague on purpose. It's sort of like trying to figure out the community standards. Everybody talks about, well, you violated our community standards here at Facebook, YouTube, whatever. But it is vague. They do these vague on purpose so that they can apply them to whatever situation they need to. So it's not specific, it's not in detail. And that's what this is here too. It's not something that's ever meant to be proven. It doesn't exist, it never happened. So it's purposely vague. Without any detail that might lead to any corroboration. No need to investigate because there's nothing to find. The next one, Deborah Ramirez, is even less valid. She had to be cajoled for 6 days to become confident enough to name Kavanaugh as the man who perhaps exposed himself to her when she was drop-dead drunk on the floor of a party house. When do we start believing what drunks say? Which is not to say that she is an alcoholic today, but if she's drunk, I mean, do people that are drunk, do they just have total razor-sharp, high-resolution recall that I don't know about? Because in my youth, I had a few wild moments, and I couldn't tell you a whole lot of details about a whole lot of things. Now, Ramirez has wisely refused to testify to anyone. Who convinced her to speak up, though? Well, the same bevy of Democrat and media operatives tasked for months to dig up dirt on the cleanest man in D.C. So whom do they get to accuse him of, you know, of these made-up allegations? Most likely the most vulnerable, troubled women that they could find. Who else but persons of questionable sanity would agree to levy such a bunch of trumped up, unbearable charges against a man? They clearly they never knew him. There's, you know, and sadly, there's a lot of people, a lot of women who lie, and women who seek unwarranted attention, and women who are mentally ill and easily manipulated to do the bidding of others with contemptible motives. Guys, too. You guys aren't alone, ladies. Democrats found these three or four, and now they're using and abusing them. And the left today, which encompasses the entirety of the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, they have no scruples, no ethics, no moral sense. They defend the Clintons' criminality. They defend Bill Clinton's serial abuse of women. They defended Obama's anti-constitutional race-hustling activity throughout his eight-year tenure. They are completely corrupted now and disreputable. So in this new circus that we have of false accusations against Kavanaugh, if this has shown us anything, it is a complete wickedness of the Democrat Party, the mainstream media. So, you know, we should be, if you're a decent person, you should be raging right about now. There will be no blue wave. Of that, we can be sure now. Thanks, Democrats. You may think you were clever in mounting this monstrous smear, but leftists with families, sons and daughters, are not easily going to be led by your scams. They will leave the Democratic Party in droves. And Trump's right. This is a con game. Chuck Schumer is likely behind this entire travesty, along with an assembled group of financiers like the Clintons and Soros and resistors like Katz. And somebody's paying these ladies, I hope you're making bank. I do. You've offered up your stories that are so absurd and unprovable that it just certifies their conviction that the rest of us are really dumb and that they think they are cunning when they're merely conniving. The air of judgment will be their undoing. Thanks to the awakeness that Trump led, America might win. The hearing is ongoing. But prepare to be vindicated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name products from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. Meanwhile, West talked about the Second Amendment.
The problem is illegal guns. Illegal guns are the problem. Not legal guns. We have the right to bear arms.
Rain bans from Hurricane Michael are now causing flooding in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper had a message for North Carolinians.
I want all North Carolinians to be on alert. From storm surge on the coast to strong winds in the eastern and central parts of North Carolina to rain in the Piedmont and the west. Travel can be treacherous right now.
A full panel of Supreme Court judges in Washington State ruled that the state's death penalty is unconstitutional. Today, the Dow Jones lost 545 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just saw this pop up, so let's see if we can get... this is Durbin, Senator Durbin, telling Kavanaugh to tell everyone to suspend this process right now. Let's see if I can share this with you. Let's see if we can get that to play. There. Come on, let me have it.
Is it me? Or
no, that's an ad.
I feel the same.
While that's playing up, there is no precedent for that ever happening. That has never happened in the history, as far as I know, of Supreme Court nominees where they said suspend the hearing and call an investigation by the FBI. Because, well, it's never had to before. Lots of Republicans have voted for these guys. Here you go.
Dr. Christine Ford sat in that same chair. And under oath, she said clearly and unequivocally that she was the victim of sexual assault at your hands. She answered our questions directly, and she didn't flinch at the prospect of submitting herself to an FBI investigation of these charges. We know, and I'm sure she's been advised by...
Which they don't have jurisdiction over.
A person lying to the FBI can face criminal prosecution. You have clearly and unequivocally denied that you assaulted Dr. Ford. With that statement, you must believe that there is no credible evidence or any credible witness that could prove otherwise. You started off with an impassioned statement at the beginning, and I can imagine, try to imagine what you have been through or your family's been through, and I'm sure I wouldn't get close to it. But it was an impassioned...
No, you wouldn't.
I'm sure I wouldn't. It's an impassioned statement. And in the course of it, you said, I welcome any kind of investigation. I quote you. I welcome any kind of investigation.
They see that as an opening now.
Right now, turn to your left in the front row to Don McGahn, counsel to President Donald Trump. Ask him to suspend this hearing and nomination process until the FBI completes its investigation of the charges made by Dr. Ford and others and goes to bring the witnesses forward and provides
there are no witnesses
to this hearing. I'm sure that the chairman at that point will understand that that is a reasonable request.
Now he's speaking for Grassley.
To arrest these charges if they are false or to prove them if they are not. You spent 2 years in the White House office that approved judicial nominees. You turned to the FBI over and over and over again for their work. Let's bring them in here and now. Turn to Don McGahn and tell him it's time.
That's never happened. This has never happened, ever.
Investigation is the only way to answer some of these questions.
Stop the clock. This committee is running this hearing. Not the White House, not Don McGahn, not even you as a nominee. We are here today because Dr. Ford asked for an opportunity here. I know you did too as well. In fact, maybe even before she did. We're here because
that's Grassley
people wanted
going off.
To be heard from charges that they all thought were unfair or activities like sexual assault was unfair. So I want to assure Senator Durbin, regardless of what you say to Senator Don McGahn, we're not suspending this hearing. Proceed to answer the question, or whatever, or if the
whatever you want to do,
gentlemen.
I'll just say this: if you, Judge Kavanaugh, turns Don McGahn into this committee. And say, for the sake of my reputation, my family name, and to get to the bottom of the truth of this, I am not going to be an obstacle to an FBI investigation. I would hope that all the members of the committee would join me in saying, we're going to abide by your wishes, and we will have that investigation.
Nope.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do, because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent of this charge.
Then you're prepared for an FBI investigation?
They don't reach conclusions. You reach the conclusion.
No,
Senator.
They do investigate questions.
I'm innocent.
And you can't have it both ways, Judge. You can't say here at the beginning,
I wanted
a
hearing.
Moment,
look,
I welcome
thing,
any kind of investigation.
This thing was sprung on me.
This
thing was sprung at the last minute after being held by staff. You know,
Judge,
and I called for no I called for a hearing immediately.
If there is no truth to her charges, the FBI investigation will show that.
If you didn't do anything, you got nothing to fear.
They might not.
Are you afraid?
Come on,
Jay Whip. The FBI does not reach. That's a phony question because the FBI doesn't reach conclusions.
So
they just provide the 302s. With 302s, so I can explain to people who don't know what that is.
What?
They just go and do what you're doing: ask questions and then type up a report. They don't reach the bottom line.
This morning, I asked Dr. Ford. I asked her about this incident where she ran into Mark Judge at Safeway. And she said, sure, I remember. It's 6 or 8 weeks after this occurrence. Well, someone at the Washington Post went in and took a look at Mr. Judge's book and has been able to, the run that he wrote about his addiction and his alcoholism. And they have narrowed it down what they think was a period of time, 6 or 8 weeks after the event. And he would have been working at the Safeway at that point. So the point I'm getting to is we at least can connect some dots here and get some information. Why would you resist that
Here's
kind of
dots.
Investigation? Why would you resist that kind of investigation?
Sir, I welcome. I wanted the hearing last week.
I'm asking about the FBI investigation.
The committee figures out how to ask the questions. I'll do whatever. I've been on the phone multiple times with committee counsel. I'll talk to
Judge Kavanaugh. Will you support an FBI investigation right now?
I will do whatever the committee wants to.
Personally, do you think that's the best thing for us to do?
Just tries to maneuver him into a place which they do to themselves all the time.
You know, look, Senator, I've I've said I wanted a hearing, and I've said I was welcome anything. I'm innocent.
Dude's been through six background checks from the FBI.
Held when it could have been presented.
Some of you have been through background checks.
It could have been held and handled confidentially at first, which was what Dr. Ford's wishes were, as I understand it. It wouldn't have caused this, like, destroyed my family like this effort has.
Which, that's not what the Democrats want to have happen. Camp confidentiality
will help all of us on both sides of the issue.
Nope.
Senator Graham asked for the floor, but before he does, it seems to me that if you want to know something, you got the witness right here to ask him. And secondly, if you want an FBI report, you can ask for it yourself. I've asked for FBI reports in the past, in the 38 years I've been in the Senate.
This is a travesty. That whole this guy, somebody's paying this guy.
My friend from
$200,000 a year to get out there and talk that drivel. This is if that doesn't prove to you right there that their whole thing is not they're not interested in the truth. They just want to stop this nomination, stop this process. And stop this nominee, because what he's going to do, the change that the one vote change that's going to occur when he goes in, it's not going to be a swing vote no more. It's going to be definitive. And there is nothing up in the air about this. There is nothing up in the air about what he's going to do when he does get confirmed. I can't wait. When he, my prediction of it, if he gets confirmed, you'll hear me laughing down here in the upstate of South Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The shotgun project is coming along. The scout rifle is just about there. And we got a special surprise coming on later on this year for two stocks that are one of a kind. And that's all coming out of Boyd's Gun Stocks. You can be a part of that by going to boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Oh, gosh. Let's talk a little bit about the real lay of the land, shall we? What voters hate most about politicians is this maddening tendency to keep, or to even try to keep, or to even give the appearance of trying to keep their campaign promises. And in this regard, Donald Trump is a really, truly revolutionary force in politics, in nature, in physics. He's a veritable saint among the demons. Now, when you consider that, and you consider the relative peace and prosperity that we enjoy right now, how do we explain a presidential approval rating that remains mired in the low to mid 40s? Trump is the center of all political gravity, and he leads the GOP, and the question of how voters really view him is a major factor in the upcoming election. See, we're seeing all these polls telling us how we really view him. Of course, nobody's asked me how I view him. We should be ignoring the polls. And we should admit to ourselves, and feel free to admit to ourselves, I'm not saying get complacent, okay? But the picture heading into the 2018 elections is brighter than it seems. There are at least 8 ways in which the poll numbers are likely exaggerated against Trump, and thus the Republicans in general. Number one, the pollsters are asking the wrong question. Every polling firm, aside from Rasmussen, appears to ask this exact question. Do you approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his job as president? Clearly, handling is a loaded term in the context of Trump. There are millions of Americans who don't care for his handling of things. They don't like that he's on Twitter. I mean, I've been told by I don't know how many people I know that they would be fine with him if he just stayed off Twitter. But this largely speaks to demeanor and style. These same people are at the same time satisfied with his actual job performance and results. So it's not clear exactly what question Rasmussen asks regarding Trump's job approval. But Rasmussen reports his results in terms of job performance. Now, number two, many firms consistently produce negative results outside the norm, suggesting bias. Could you believe that? Or a flawed approach. An analysis of the Real Clear Politics polling data going back to Trump's inauguration shows that Quinnipiac polls consistently produce lower results than other polls taken around the same time. The same is true for CBS, IBD, TIPP, Gallup, and to a lesser extent CNN, CNBC, and Pew. Only Rasmussen consistently produces higher than average results. And that is probably skewed for us thinking that it's higher than average because the average is being falsely driven down. The questions that are asked, the ideological sample that is polled, and the order in which the questions are asked can all affect the results. And with the exceptions of Gallup and Rasmussen, who always poll exactly 1,500 people, polling samples from other firms always vary. Number three, corporate media ignore Trump's successes. And instead, they obsess over issues that could be used to paint him in a bad light. And it's always temporary. All of these things are always temporary. A recent analysis of corporate media's labeling of Trump's emotional state shows a regular use of terms such as angry and lashing out. 93% of corporate media coverage of Trump's first 100 days was negative. Recent coverage has been 91% negative. Nothing draws a crowd like a crowd. And the corporate media know this, so they try to create the impression that most people are anti-Trump. It's called the Bradley Wilder effect. It's almost certain to be in evidence in November. Voters respond to polling based on the current ethos rather than their own self-interest, but their self-interest produces a different result in the voting booth. Lately, I've been seeing Trump bumper stickers. A lot of people pull those off after the violent tendencies became a very vivid display after Trump announced his candidacy. And all of that violence and vandalism was meant to intimidate the supporters of Donald Trump and the resulting fear to make a small public statement of support, like putting on a bumper sticker or yard sign, is surely an indication that polling results are also affected. Number four, many polling firms sample the wrong people, registered voters or all adults. The only valid sample is likely voters. Those who stay home on election day aren't part of the election results. Number five, Trump brought out a lot of voters for the first time in 2016 and brought back into action many voters who hadn't voted in years. These voters will be overlooked by the firms using any likely voter screen that focuses on a history of voting, and many 2016 voters were taking a risk with Trump. No one was certain what he was going to do. Now they know more, as do their friends and neighbors who are of like mind but sat out 2016. There may be bigger numbers. Some people are so outraged by biased reporting and leftist mania that they will be voting this November for the first time. And the leftist radicalism has driven many to walk away from the Democratic Party, like what's going on right now today with Kavanaugh. Number six, the left is concentrated in population centers and a few large states. So much so that Trump won the popular vote outside California in 2016 despite losing the overall popular vote by 3 million votes. Take lopsided California out of the polling results and the polling looks different. Nationwide, the population concentration on the left historically plays against the Democrats. In 2016, Republicans won 49.13% of total congressional votes cast, but captured more than 55% of the seats. 2014, Republicans won 57% of the seats with 52% of the vote. Number seven, voters have yet to become focused on actual voting. That is true in every election, but in the Trump era, things are different. The diet of anti-Trump news from the corporate media is so steady that it's hard to gauge what effect campaign advertising messages about peace and prosperity will have on voter sentiment as the voting nears. How many people really know the details of what's going on out there? Number eight, and this is something they can't stop, Trump is a singularly energetic campaigner. His efforts will likely move more Republicans and Republican-leaning independents to the polls. Seeing large arenas overflowing with animated Trump supporters is probably a drag on Democrats. Let me give the peak. According to Real Clear Politics, polling average for the direction of the country is at a five-year high and has been steadily rising for the last year. The peak under Obama was in June of 2009, 5 months after he was nominated, with 45.8% of those polled saying the country was moving in the right direction. 2 years later, Obama bottomed out at 17%. On Election Day, it was 31%. Today, it stands at 41%. Because of Trump's unprecedented commitment to keeping those campaign promises I mentioned. For the first time in a generation, you can go and vote with enthusiasm. Feel free to ignore the polls and to go out and celebrate this American way of life by continuing that which the mainstream media hates, which is ignoring them. They hate to be ignored. You know, I was when I was talking with Dean last night. You know, I was talking about how these gun grabbers. We'll go into that article in a little bit, but how they don't understand how there isn't gun control all over the place, and that's because we ignore the media and the fact that they don't understand why we ignore the media tells you how much of a bubble and how tone deaf they are to the what's going on in the country today. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.